bit. Why, you beady-eyed. The upper room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network dial.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
First, very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how old are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do.
You are listening to the TJRS.
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Yes. Well, welcome into the True Purpose Development Show. Yes, we are here for the next 2 hours, as we are every week, every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. I know that we're going to have an absolutely awesome show tonight, as we do every solitary week. Our show here is brought to you with the intention to inspire you, empower you, educate you, and also entertain you. Yes, entertain you as well, as you are joined with some of the greatest online personalities. The show is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Bountiful Opportunities Group, the home of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement. And I'm telling you tonight, we have the best for you. Tonight we have Ms. Gail Perry Mason. And for those of you who don't know, I'm just going to give just a little brief right now because it's commercial time before the show starts, and then we're going to properly introduce her after the break. But Gail Perry Mason, just to give you a little tidbit, she is noted on Oprah Winfrey's financial food diet list as one of the experts in finances. Gail Perry Mason has a long, successful track record, and in conjunction with that, she has a heart of philanthropy, and also she is driving change. So I'm so happy because there are some things that we're going to hear about Gail Perry Mason, right? In conjunction with, we have Michelle. Michelle, for those of you who do not know her, she is the indie mom of comedy. You've probably seen her on BET. You've seen her in some of the greatest places in TV. And I'm telling you, she is hilarious. Hilarious. That's Michelle. She's going to be in the studio with us tonight. And I wish that we also had Dr. Rowe of Dr. Oz, because I'm telling you, these three women, they're very powerful. And they have teamed up to bring about a powerful, powerful unit to all of the women around the world, and they are campaigning. So I'm so excited that they decided to join us here tonight on the new True Purpose Development Show. You are so in for a treat. So I want you to get on the phone, call all of your neighbors, your friends, get on your Facebooks and your Twitters. You know, I always mess it up. I don't know if it's Twitter or Twitter. But I want you to get on there. I want you to connect with people. Let them know that we're on the air right now live on TruePurposeRadio.com. And I want to thank all of those who are joining us all around the world. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. I'm so excited. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Ardelia.
Yes, yes, yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I love, love, love that song. Well, in case you have just tuned in, I want you to get your popcorn, get your favorite snack, a healthy snack, have a seat, and get ready for one of the best shows that we've had here on the True Purpose Development Show. Before I introduce and open the lines to our very, very special guest, I want to take an opportunity to just introduce our first guest. She's a dear friend of mine, and I'm very honored to have her as a friend and a colleague. Gail Perry Mason, she is known as a best-selling author. She is a speaker, and she is an educator in financial literacy. As I indicated to you before, she is also known as, she is on the Oprah Winfrey Financial Food Diet List. She has been very instrumental in the community as it relates to financial literacy. She also holds a very high position in Oppenheimer as a senior vice president. She has conducted financial training sessions and workshops for such companies as Chrysler, IBM, MGM, McDonald's, DTE, and on and on. Gail has a very, very, very powerful wisdom as it relates to finances. And also, I want to say, you talk about tips. I think I told you guys last week on the show. I talked about it on the Jay Rouse Show and also on the Jay King Network, on the Kings in the Morning, that I wanted you to have your papers and your pens, because when you get done speaking with Gail Perry Mason, you think you don't have a job? Trust me. We're going to be so excited and full of information as she shares with us some tips that you can take to the bank. I am going to introduce Miss Gail Perry Mason, and I want you to give a round of applause.
Hi. Do you know, I need that introduction all the time. You are amazing. What a great introduction. I've never been introduced like that, but that is amazing. Thank you, my friend. How are you?
I am so awesome. How are you?
I am so great. Glad that I am here. Great.
Well, I am. Thank you so much, and I am so happy that you are here. This means so much to me, and I know my listeners, our listeners, and we're going to have so much fun tonight. So much fun.
Well, it's an honor to be here, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and the listeners. So it's going to be a great, great, great show. I'm totally looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, we have Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, on the line, too, and I want to take an opportunity to also introduce her before I unmute her mic. Okay, for all of you who are not familiar with Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, you may have seen her on Nickelodeon. She was on Martin Lawrence Presents, The First Amendment, Stand Up, The Blacklist, 20 Most Notable and Notorious Moments of 2009 and 2010 on TV One, BET News Presents, Obama Journey to the White House, as well as BET's Comic View, The Word Network, So Laughable Comedy Series, NBC Syndicated Documentary, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, 90 Years, Look at the NAACP. Michelle pioneered the role of Michelle, portrayed by Kimberly Elise in the film adaption in the hit stage play Woman, Thou Art Loose, written by T.D. Jakes and Terry McFadden. And I'm telling you, we are in for a great treat. I had the opportunity of listening, and as I'm unmuting her mic and giving her a round of applause, I had an opportunity of listening on YouTube to the Indie Mom, and I was rolling. It was so hilarious, especially when she talked about the diversity of her children. Hilarious. So I want you to find her online, and I want you to welcome to the True Purpose Development Show, Miss Michelle,
hello.
How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I love. Thank you for the round of applause. I love technology. None of those people
isn't
know me, and I don't know none of them. I don't know none of them people clapping, and they don't know me either. But we happy. All of us are just happy to be out the house. That's what it is. We glad nobody asking us for a cup of milk. That's what we're clapping about. But good evening.
Good evening, good evening. And I'm telling you, we're going to have some laughs and some fun tonight. How are you doing today?
I'm just excited. I'm just glad to be here. I'm so grateful to be with my sister and friend, Gail Perry Mason. And just so happy to be with you, Dr. Princess Adalia. I'm just excited.
Absolutely awesome. I'm telling you, I am, and I want everyone, we're going to talk about also what you guys are doing together. I just wanted to hold that back because I want it to come from you, and I want you to share with us with, you know, everything that's going on, the campaign that you guys are doing, and how it's going to impact the world. But first, okay, let's talk about what venture the three of you, Gail, Michelle, and Dr. Rowe, have going on.
Certainly. Gail, you want to jump in?
13.
Well, you go ahead and start, Michelle. It is great.
Okay.
I'm so glad we are all together.
Me too.
Thank you.
And in absentia, I'm sending you love from Dr. Rowe in absentia, who is lecturing tonight at Delaware State University. And so she sends her love and her highest regards to you for having us on the show with gratitude. But I'm just excited because myself, the amazing Gail Perry Mason, the unstoppable Dr. Rowe, was just on Dr. Oz today. She was just on the Dr. Oz show today.
They can look at it. Wasn't it awesome, Michelle? Did you see it? It was awesome.
I didn't get a chance to see it, but I talked to Rowe earlier, and I knew that she was going to be on. But, Rowe said she even has to check to see where she's going to be because she was also on Anderson Live on Anderson Cooper's show. So she didn't even, you know. So this is how we roll. But, no, to be honest, just excited. We are launching a national and soon-to-be international campaign called the Women of Anew, A-NEW, N-E-W. And our thrust is to really assist America's women on having a new body, which is Dr. Rowe, a new mind, which would be me, and then a new bottom line, which would be Gail Perry Mason. We understand that when, you know, we all start off with these so-called New Year's resolutions and all these other things, we want to take it a step further. Everybody wants a new body. I don't care if you feel like you are in the best shape of your life, we can always be better. And Dr. Rowe is going to, she's America's nutrition coach, and she's going to help all of us get that body that we want and that we deserve. I've been working with organizations for years, doing advocacy work as well as stand-up comedy, but currently an alumni of the Open Society Institute, which is a wonderfully known social change agency, does work all around the world in over 32 countries, giving back and doing advocacy work and social change work. And I've been a fellow of the Open Society Institute and really blessed to start programming for girls here in the D.C. Maryland area, particularly in Baltimore. So I've been using my advocacy background, my mentoring background, to really usher young girls, young women, and women of all colors and all origins and all ages into having the mind that they deserve, you know, teaching us all how to be, take ourselves a little less seriously, but make those things that are important. And so I bring to the stage, you know, years and years of being a former psychologist in training and taking that to the stage as a stand-up, bringing all those concepts on how to get the mind and that you really deserve, how to be able to be resilient, how to be able to use what you know to get you to the next rung in life. And then, of course, I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, you mentioned some of the things that Gail Perry Mason has done, but I'm excited to be able to, and I'm going to be sharing the dais and sharing this campaign with Gail Perry Mason as she helps us all get a new bottom line. And
I'm excited to be with you. Nationally known, all you're doing. I mean, together we'll bring balance and princess. I mean, thank you for having us together, too, because this is just the start of anew, and I think it's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Absolutely.
A blessing.
We're going to have to take you guys to Africa and London. I'm telling you, this is awesome.
Well, everybody in Anu has a passport, so trust me. If you need us to go, we'll just whip out these passports. But we just know that we all want this. We all want a new mind. We all want a new body. We all want a new bottom line. And the women of Anu, not only do we come and share those insights with you, but our intention is to make it an interactive, sustainable relationship with every organization, every city. So we'd like to talk to you more about that in a minute.
Absolutely awesome. Now, Gail.
Yes.
You have published great books, Money Matters and Girl, Make Your Money Work. Make Your Money Grow. I don't know why. You know, I'm
Same
looking
thing.
At it and
work
know
to
that.
Grow.
But, you know, I was thinking about wording.
It's got to work to grow. That's cool. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, make it grow. And you, I know, are bringing so much. I mean, when people think about numbers or think about the bottom line and think about finances, a lot of times some people shun from that discussion. They don't even want to talk about it, right? And they think that
all
it's boring. But when you come to the stage, how you put it down is absolutely awesome. Now, I would like for you to share with our audience some of the tips and the concept that you're going to be bringing on this tour for the Women of Anu.
You know what? What I'm going to bring, and I think we all just totally balance each other out. I'm learning from them, and we are all going to, you know, get together. And because, you know, I'm under construction right now, my new body. So I'm still under construction. I've been working on it, and I lost 50 pounds. So I know. So I'm really excited about that. So you can clap. But anyway.
Wait. Just wait a minute. Hold on. Technology is a little slow. I'm trying to click the button right now.
Those people don't know you, Gail. They ain't clapping.
But they don't know me. And I'm
about to clap. I am about to.
So,
they do. They know. They know. Here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go. You hear them? Right there in the background. There it is.
Okay. So, you know, I lost 50 pounds, and the thing is that, you know, I'm trying to help everybody's bottom line, and I don't want anybody that comes to the Anu tour to participate in this recession. So what we're going to do is they're not going to participate in the recession. They're not going to let debt weigh them down. A lot of people eat emotionally, and that's what we're going to do. We're taking a holistic approach to everything because people are not saving or in debt because they're overspending and they're overeating because of things with their mindset, and they're not – everybody does everything on emotion. So that's why we're going to bring this whole where every woman can get, you know, a new bottom line. And with this new bottom line, every woman is going to walk out with at least 5 avenues of income. They're going to walk out with a spending plan. We're not going to say budget. We're not going to have deprivation. We're going to just make sure every woman has every pair of shoes and soles that she wants. But we're going to also make sure everything is done in moderation and in balance. And so what I'm going to bring to the table is really how to do it, how to put that spending plan together, how to go home and make layoffs, how to not spend emotionally, and what to do with every dime, and also how to make more deposits in your life than withdrawals in your life. And that's what we're going to do. That's what the tour is all about.
That is so awesome. And you know what else is so great, too? The fact that you guys are collaborating on this, because this is so, so, so key. I truly believe this, too, that the woman is like she's the source. She has to be, when she's together, the family is together. And
Absolutely. When
she's together mentally, she can, even with her husband, we understand, okay, the husband's the breadwinner, this, that, and the other. But today, it takes two to tangle in all aspects. And at the end of the day, if there is a woman that has her mind in the right place, feeling good about herself and comfortable with where she is financially and every other way, it brings confidence to that unit.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, you think about it. I tell people all the time, you know, sometimes we give so much power, and Gail touched on it. All these things are wrapped in emotions. Everything is wrapped in emotions. How we navigate these three, this triad of our lives, our body, our mind, and our bottom line, are all so interwoven that it makes complete sense that we get a grip and we learn some new strategies and some new life changes. We're not We're not there to create a quick fix. We're not there to come, get you hyped up, and leave your city. Our intention is to not only have you walk away with those things, but to continue that relationship interactively. And that's one of the beautiful things about technology. We'll be able to still have our online experiences with the women that we meet in each city. We'll be able to have, you know, times we will set aside, but we will have cohorts of women that we do our FaceTimes with, and we'll see where they're going with their new approach. And so it's going to be extremely interactive, and our intention is to create a lifestyle change, not just an experience, but an experience that turns into a lifestyle exchange that will enhance them to have a new body and a new mind and a new bottom line. Because a lot of times we get good information and it feels good. It's just like when we go to, you know, sometimes we step up in that church or in that mosque or in that temple, and we have that moment, we have that cathartic moment, and as soon as we get back home, we're ready to just smack somebody upside the head. No, we need to be there with you in process. And my approach is this. You know, I was studying to be a psychologist 3 years of my doctorate, and I understood that, you know, in order to really be able to live our dreams and to do the things that we have just asked the universe to give us, we've got to have some strategies on how to handle when things don't go the way we plan. We got to understand that sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. And I've used humor as a panacea for pain in so many ways, that it can actually be a life tool that will help you get the mind experience that you want. So that's what I bring to the table. I'm not making light of real life showing up. My intention is to show you that when life shows up, either you're going to deal with it or it'll deal with you. And I'm on the side of you dealing with it and infusing some laughter, some joy, and also some practical experiences and some practical strategies to get you through those tough times when your mind seems to be taking you in a different direction.
Oh, that is so awesome.
It is. I see. Michelle, you're awesome. I'm so glad we're doing this together.
You're a bucket of awesome. You're a bucket of awesome, Gail Perry Mace.
And I just think the thing is, we want to make sure that the women's lives are purposeful and profitable. And I want to make sure that we just don't get hijacked by debt either, because that's one thing that could just take, you know, debt can take our dreams away. So
right.
I want to make sure that we have an easy way, but a way to get out of debt, and we're going to talk about that, and a way to save and a way for retirement. So we're going to talk about all the bottom line issues, and that's what we're going to talk about. But growth, of course, takes a little sacrifice. So what we're going to do is we're going to take it in, you know, in small steps and in balance.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know, Gail, I would love for you, you know, I'm going to ask you this. I always have to ask you this. Because you have so many great tips, and there are so many people that are just discombobulated right now, and you know, from Michigan, who are just suffering and not able to even think straight. I mean, they listen to the show, and they're like, oh, this sounds so good. Okay, yeah, okay, whatever. Who's going to pay my bills tomorrow? Okay, my lights are getting cut off tomorrow. What would you say to somebody like that? Because we have to, something has to bring their mind in first to even pay attention when they are in a disgruntled state.
Well, first of all, you got to learn that money is the symptom and not the problem.
Huh.
And so we can't give money and our debt that much power to begin with. So we got to use our time differently, and we have to use our money differently. And say, okay, I got lack of money. That's just really a mindset, too. Money is really just a tool. So, and we're not going to always be this way. A setback is really only temporary. So what we're going to do is I can see if you're ready for me to do it now, I can just give people like at least 5 avenues of income that they could do to, you know, create money. Like if you're going to get your lights cut off or gas cut off tomorrow, the shut off notice is tomorrow. Number one, there's so many, this is the best time in the world to be broke. During this recession, they have so many alternatives out here. They have resources out here. From the SPA organization to United Way, you know, nationally. I mean, there's so many ways out here where people can get those bills paid, to even churches. But people, there's grant money out here. And I always say nobody should run their home like a nonprofit. But there is some grant money out here for some bills or things like that. But the one thing is, so THAW, and United Way is another great one, too. And also called local churches. And, oh, my God, Google is now the best resource in the world. You can be your doctor. I got Dr. Google, Dr. Resource, I mean, everything. But another thing I would say, go clean out your closet. You know, you know, go clean out your closet and say, look, I got to lay off these clothes. I haven't been wearing them. I'm going to go ahead and take them to the resale shop. You know, I got $598. I got a check for $598. Just taking my clothes back to the resale shop. And, you know, just doing that, just by having a liquidation sale right at home. Another thing people can do is, you know, they can get paid to watch TV. That's one thing. You know, like even get a Nielsen box. You can't do this overnight, but that's one thing they can do. One great thing that people can do is go to, I think this is one of the best websites. It's called thepennyhoarder.com, thepennyhoarder.com. They have all different resources on this site that tells how to make money. They just had one on here that you could, NASA would pay you $5,000 a month just to sleep. They want to do a test of you sleeping and staying in bed for 3 months in a row, and they'll pay you $5,000 a month. They have different types of ideas like that. I know. Everybody's online. They can also, you know, go to and take surveys online and get paid at acop.com. You can also, my son did this, and have your kids too, because if anybody out here is listening as a parent, they know that kids are the reason we are broke, and I think they're the ones who cause this recession. So if you have kids and your kids have a better cell phone than you and you're paying that bill and you have, they have a smartphone and you don't, parents, that is not smart. Let me just say that. I think you need to reduce those type of things that they have on their cell phone, but that's one thing. And another thing, you know, kids, they need to all be involved, and we need to do it as a family affair. Another thing you need to do, if you have a camera, take pictures. It's a website called iStockPhoto.com or BigStockPhoto.com. Download those pictures. Do you know, my son would come home from school, wow, Mom, I made $250 today or $500 today just by downloading pictures, and they do it. You can also go to a website called MeetTheFamous.com, and you can take pictures of famous people, but you don't want to be a paparazzi and get in trouble. But you can get paid by doing that too, MeetTheFamous. You can also liquidate your VCRs that you're not using. Go to Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and your old electronics, $100 a piece. They also pay for the shipping. Also go to CDs.com, where you can sell your books. There's so many different sites out here. Maybe we can just put them up on your site. But, you know, if you need to buy a dress or do something, like either go to a resale shop or you can go to Bags, Borrow, or Steal and rent a dress. And go, if you need to go to the movies, don't deprive yourself. Go for free. Go to GoFobo, G-O-F-O-B-O.com. So anyway, that's a few right there, but I have quite a few more. And so whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I hope that helps.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I'm talking about. And this is the kind of information that people are going to get when you're on the tour.
That's right, and that's what I was going to say. Can you imagine having that resource right there? You ask, it's as if you pushed a button in the Gail Perry Mason machine, and she just started spewing out all this stuff. And listen, had you not asked her to stop, you would still be getting more insight. This
I
is what you'll get.
She
stopped because we need, that was a teaser. We need you to bring the women of the new to your city, to your show, to your corporate event, to your existing conference. We will only enhance what you already have going that's already great. We'll only bring more to that. So for your listeners who are a part of, you know, some professional meeting organizations who meet, they converge once a year in a place, you need the women of the new because Dr. Rowe brings you, if you think that was something, had Dr. Rowe been on our interview this evening, she would have given you off the top of her head 15 million things you could do to lose 10 pounds, just to lose 10 pounds.
Wow.
She was on a campaign with Dr. Oz this time last year called, it was like Just 10, and it talked about the benefits of just losing 10 pounds and how it changed your entire life. She can give that to you as if she was just reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. It's beautiful. And these are the kinds of experiences you'll have when you bring the women of the new to your city, when you bring them to your event. We're going to give you practical. What Gail said was practical. It was practical stuff that when you're in a crisis, you don't even have time to deconstruct. Well, Gail's already done your homework for you. This is your starter kit on a new bottom line. This isn't your cure-all. This is your starter kit. And it's the same here. You know, we want to give you those strategies, and we want to give you those common sense approaches to getting that new body, that new mind, that new bottom line. So make sure you guys, if you're a listener and you have an amazing event happening, reach out to us and bring the women of Anew to your city.
And you know what else? I want to say this. I always let people know that, and first of all, I love what you said earlier when you said that you teach people how to face life. Life comes to you, and you just deal with life.
Mm-hmm.
You're not running away from it. You're dealing
mm-hmm.
with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important because it depends on the way a person looks at a situation will determine how the person is health-wise. It will determine your energy to even be able to lose. It affects how your body calculates the calories, your emotion and the way you are mentally, you know, confused. You can allow it to really tie you down. And so when you're talking about the mind and talking about happiness, so many people feel that that's secondary when they don't realize that that is the thing that people need, that is the muscle to the whole transformation. Don't you think?
Start first in the mind. Not only is it a transformation, though, there are scientists that will prove to you that when you if you find a way to get back to the purest sense of yourself, which is being in the moment and taking some time out to laugh in that moment to release what we call immunoglobulin A. It's a chemical that secretes from your brain when you experience laughter and joy, and it actually has effect that will build up your immune system. When they say that you feel better after you laugh, it's not just based on a euphoria. It's based on scientific fact that there is a chemical secreting from your brain. So if you're putting immunoglobulin A into your system, you're more likely to think clearly because you've lifted your load in one sense using a natural chemical. I'm not telling you that I have all the answers. I'm telling you that there's only one way to the other side of anything, and that's through. That's the only way you get to the other side of anything. The reality
That's
of
right.
it, through can be a very scary, unpredictable place, but it is also the place where you are fine-tuned. And I've learned throughout the years that if you have the ability to take a small step each day to stay completely in the moment, to not take yourself so seriously, but to understand your value, your worth, and what you bring to a given day, stop thinking about what happened and stop forecasting what's going to happen. Stay in the moment so you don't miss the gift of the lesson of that day. And you will find that there is joy in that day. There is peace in that day. There are teachable moments in that day. There's a time to sit back and not take yourself so seriously in that day. There are so many nuances in the span of 24 hours that if you just adapt your new philosophy, when we talk about the mind, being in the moment, being mindful, then you can work your way to a new body because you're staying present. Then you can think about these tips that Gail will share with you because you can be present and think practically and think about, oh, I've got all these shoes I haven't worn in 20 years. When your mind is right, they never lie. Free your mind and the rest will follow. Well, you know what they really say. Well, the reality is it's true. But we have to reintroduce these things to people because we've often forgotten those things that really make life easier for us.
Mm. Absolutely. And you know, too, your difficulties, it does increase our endurance, too. We learn from it. And, you know, we'll talk mm-hmm. about how to grow from it, you know,
mm-hmm.
grow from our difficulties. Because I think having a, you know, being in debt, being overweight, overextended, that's, we've all been there in that place. I think those are things that we have to learn how to grow through. So
mm-hmm.
those are things we're gonna get through together.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there
and
together.
We know we're not alone, and that's the one thing. Whenever I say, oh, you went through the same thing? And I think knowing that you're not alone also really helps out as we talk about it. So when we go on tour, it's going to be more interactive, and also people will know that they're not alone in the place that they are at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that is going to be so, and you all look so great. So great, and the energy is just so positive. And I mean, that is so true. A lot of times people are too busy huffing and puffing, saying what they don't have, having the perspective of their life as if they are lacking instead of embracing where they are living in the now. the right now place, which is the perfect place, in fact, all the time. I want to share this, and I'm going to share this with you guys because this is really, really important. I shared before that in my last journey that I was in, and I call them journeys, when you go from one mountaintop to another mountaintop, in my transition to the last mountaintop that I went through, my family, we went through homelessness. And in that space, my daughter said to me, and it was right near the time we were coming out of that place, she said, Mommy, as bad as I want to get out of this place, she said, I'm okay with just being. She said, we have learned so much along the way, because one of the things as a parent that I wanted to do was to show my children, look, we have to look this in the face. This is what's going on. And there were so many positive and great, fantastic moments in all that we experienced. And she said to me, she said, I know that, she said, we've learned so much along the way. She said, and I know our vision is going to come to pass. She said, and I don't want to miss anything the rest of the way. And that was really, really awesome to me. And I encourage people, just like what you said, Michelle, it's be sure that you're present. That's, I had to just share that because that goes along with what you're saying. Be present for everything that you're experiencing, and you'll find that there's such peace.
There is peace. But walk with me here, Gail, and walk with me, Princess. Is it not true that being present also means being accountable? And it's so
Absolutely.
Difficult sometimes. When something is hard, you want to find a way out of it. You want to get around it. You don't want to have to endure it. And oftentimes that escape route could be unhealthy spending. That escape route can be overeating. That escape route can be, you know, drinking a little too much. That escape route can be depression, and it can be bipolar disorder. It can be a myriad of things just to get out of the pain, and it's temporal. It doesn't last long. I'm suggesting just the opposite. Dare yourself to go right into the eye of the storm. And the eye of the storm is where all of the lessons that you need for that particular season, they'll emerge. But you'll only get them if you go in. And so as women of Anu, I hear Gail saying, let's not run away from the fact that you've been overspending for 20 years. Let's go right into that behavior. Let's see what that's about, and let's come up with strategies that work for you. And I hear Rose saying, let's not deny the fact that you have a very unhealthy diet, an unhealthy lifestyle. Let's go right into that. Let's take a look at it, and let's talk about strategies to get you to the other side of that. Because the reality is that we all want a new body. We all want a new body, and we all want a new bottom line. I don't care who you are.
We all want it.
What we're talking about.
Absolutely. And, you know, numbers don't lie. Roe will tell you in a minute, they'll say, look, this is your BMI, this is your blood pressure, this is your cholesterol. I could say, okay, this is your credit score, this is your assets, this is your liabilities. Numbers don't lie. So you could be negative net worth, overweight, but guess what? Change can come. Because, you know, what we're going to talk about is progress day by day, step by step.
That's right.
Just talk about steps. So first, you got to look at those numbers. It's like, look, you cannot do anything, and I'm so glad you brought that up. You can't do anything until you really, you face your fears. Most people are frightened to look at, they're even frightened to open their bills. They're frightened to get on the scale. But what we're going to do is we'll probably bring a scale to a new conference and, you know, everything. So we're going to talk about those things because people don't want to know their numbers. And I think once you face it, it's like, okay, now I know what I'm dealing with. But once you know what you're like, oh, it's not that bad. Or if it's bad, it's like, wow, look how far I can go. You know, so everything can be you know, turned around. Everything, you can make a U-turn on everything in life. And that's what God, you know, does. He gives us choices. So we made some bad choices in the past. So we're going to talk about how to make better choices and make a habit out of those good choices.
Absolutely. You know, I thought that was my favorite word, and I hear all of we at some point said absolutely all simultaneously. Well,
wow. No.
Wow. Well, I know none of y'all say that's a bucket awesome, so I know I'm the only one that say that's a bucket awesome.
No.
That I don't well, say. You're right.
So, Michelle, now do you plan on this tour? I know you're going to talk about the mind, and there are going to be some laughs because laughter is just in you. But are you going to do a little stand-up as well?
Let me just overuse this. Let me just OD, overdramatic, as my girls in my program say. Absolutely will there be stand-up. It is my occupational hazard. I cannot get away from it. If I tried, I'm genetically predisposed to it. Everything you can think of that puts me in that position, it just shows up. And, again, it's never me mocking or making light of. It's me pulling out the humanity and sometimes what is the horror that holds us back. It's just been the panacea that's been for my pain. And I like to share it whenever I can. And it'll be done, you know, in concert with everything that we're dealing with. But I'm going to actually be hosting. And so I'll be the one that opens up the tour, you know. We'll bring out Dr. We'll bring out Dale, but we got to start it off and get everybody's attention and get them light and ready to have a good time. And then we just start to pour into them. So you got to know that you will see some stand-up when you come to the NU Women's Store, the Women of NU.
Well, see, that's awesome. That is so awesome. I know one of the first places you guys have got to come. Well, let me, before I say that, have you guys been booked already to go out?
We have dates
for
coming
the Bennett
in.
College. Yeah, we're starting in Bennett College. That's first time we've been booked. That's a good thing. In April, yes.
In April.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
April,
so are you guys looking to, are you available to do things before April, or is that the
yes.
launch date?
Yes, we are. We're available, aren't we, Gail?
Oh, yes. We're definitely yes. available.
Oh, absolutely. That is so awesome. So awesome. So, coming up for all three of you. First, let me ask this. How did you guys meet? How did all three of you meet?
Gail, you can tell that story.
You know what?
Who put this unit together?
You know what? What happened? I ended up, a few years ago, when I was on book tour, Dr. Rowe was on book tour, and I never met her before. But I was in a bookstore, and people were talking about money. I said, well, you know what? We got to put money and weight together. And I said, here's the book here. And I was reading her book. And I said, this lady here is so awesome. And I started reading it. I was selling her book and my book at the same time in the store, not even knowing her. So eventually I reached out to her, and I was doing a tour at Wells Fargo. So I said, we can't do this tour without bringing this woman on because she's amazing. And I didn't meet her until we did the tour together. But I read her book. I adored her, and I loved her philosophy. So that's how we all came together. And then Dr. Rose put all of us together, and then I talked to Michelle. I was like, oh, my God, she is, like, amazing. I just think the world of you. You're going to bring the humor. You are the strand that's going to just help, you know, put this all together. So I think with all of us together, we could change the world.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome.
I completely concur, and I became a Gail Perry Mason lightweight stalker, started to Google and text and email, and I said, you know what, this has got to happen. Like, this has absolutely have to happen. The synergy was there. It was completely organic. You know, some things, even if they're a good concept, they feel forced. They feel like there's a high level going out just on the onset of stress and pulling together a lot of things, and I can honestly say that this has been so fluid, just the coming together. So to me, that signaled that we were in alignment, that we were in divine alignment. And, you know, even now when you ask about dates, you know, I want to share with you, we have an amazing fourth partner who is not a woman, mm-hmm. but clearly is a part of the Women of NU. And our dear partner, Mr. Emmanuel Drakes, E. Drakes as we call him. Emmanuel is pretty much like, I'd say he's the linchpin that holds us together logistically. And because of his ability to do what he does, it's just going to be even more fluid because we don't need a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but we need all the seasonings, if you understand what I'm saying. And so We need every season. We need every season that we each bring. But it's something special about having that fourth partner that can tie up the ends and make it all very, very smooth for us. And so if folks are interested in finding out how to bring a new, and I knew you were going to ask that at some point, Princess Adaya, if they're interested in bringing women.
I love how you say my name. It's cute. Go ahead.
Did I say it wrong? Help me. I have a northeast accent, so you have to bear with me. Sometimes it sounds a little southern. Sometimes it sounds a little New Yorkish. It's really bizarre. I have like identity issues with my dialect at times.
Don't you dare! We have to be happy. It is. It's so fine, but it's cute. No, it's Idelia, but it's okay.
Idelia.
You could call it Idelia.
No, I love enunciating correctly. Idelia, got you. But I knew at some point, Princess Idelia, that you were going to ask us, well, how can we get women of Benue in Detroit and Michigan and Lansing and all these others? I knew you were going to ask. I knew that by osmosis. So I was prepared to give you an answer, and the best answer is E. Drake's. Reach out to Emmanuel Drakes at emmanuel@blueprintconcierge.org. And I'll share that with the listeners again. That's just emmanuel@blueprintconcierge.org. And Emmanuel will take care of you and will talk to you about how to bring the women of Benue to your organization, to your city, to your event, how to enhance something that's already awesome and just take it to another space. And so please, please feel free to reach out to E. Drakes, Emmanuel Drakes, at emmanuel@blueprintconcierge.org.
That is absolutely awesome. And you know what? I know one thing that we're going to do. I'm definitely going to get a hold of them because I want you guys to be the key host of the next Global World Peace Tour here in Michigan, in Detroit. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be really, really, really awesome. And both of you, now individually, as you guys are partners, you guys also have things that are going on individually. So I'm going to start with you, Gail. You have some upcoming events that you can share with us so that people can be abreast, and how can they get a hold of you as well?
Okay, well, yeah, they can get a hold of me at speakingofgpm@gmail.com. And I have quite a few events coming up. I was just taking a day. I got a call. I'm speaking in Tennessee. But I'm also speaking at the All-Star Game this year. So I'm kind of excited to a lot of the women and the moms with the NBA. That's going to be kind of exciting. So I'll be down there. I'm also doing a lot of things locally coming up for Women's History Month and for Black History Month. I think I'm booked almost every weekend for the next two months. I'm doing an event for Wells Fargo this week. So, yeah, I got a lot of events, but they can email me at speakingofgpm@gmail.com. So, but I'm looking forward to doing a lot of things this year. So, and especially with the new, doing a lot of the new things.
Yes, women of Benue. Absolutely awesome. Yes. Now, for you, Michelle, where can we find you?
Mm-hmm. Well, like Gail mentioned, you know, we all do have these hats that we wear, and I will be featured in a number of conferences and events, but I also have a one-woman show. I'll be in March, I'll be in Savannah, Georgia, at the National Youth at Risk Conference. I'll be presenting on my book, 101 Things Every Girl and Young Woman of Color Should Know. And the book has been implemented into schools and districts in Connecticut, Georgia, Chicago. It's being used in the Freedom Schools of the Children's Defense Fund. And so I'm really excited that the book is, you know, gaining its own momentum. And the book has since been turned into a curriculum called The Power of Knowing. So The Power of Knowing is going to be presented at the National Youth at Risk Conference in March. Prior to that, I will be performing my one-woman show, Diary of a MILF. Mom, I'd love to follow. Mom, I'd love to follow. Does that be real clear for those of you who've heard the MILF term before? It's not that nice, but Mom, I'd love to follow My director, Rain Pryor, the daughter of Richard Pryor, is currently off Broadway in her one-woman show, Fried Chicken and Latkes, and we're grooming Diary of a MILF for Broadway as well. And so I'll be playing the theater that she's artistic director. Rain is the artistic director of the Strand Theater, which produces plays that are written and produced by women. So I'll be performing there this coming spring. And then I'll also be back in Chicago. I'd love for you guys to reach out to me through Michelle at Michelle.net, and that's Michelle at Michelle.net, to find out more about where I'm going to be, where the book is going to be, where I'll be performing. I just finished doing a fun run last week in Boston. I was performing there, and then before that I was in Chicago, and before that we were in Macon, Georgia. So we've been moving around quite a bit, and I anticipate that there's going to be a lot more happening. And we're working now on getting me at my sorority centennial, so we're waiting to hear back from that. And so I'm just really excited about what 2013 holds. I'm mostly excited about what we're going to be doing at the Women of the News.
I didn't know you were Delta. Congratulations.
Yes, I mean, yes. Thank you. Yeah, Founders Weekend was amazing. But we are so excited about the Women of the New and our launch in April at Bennett College for Women. Really excited about that. I'll actually be at Bennett. Prior to us getting there, I'll be there speaking at their historic ACES Forum and performing my one-woman show, Diary of a MILF, at Bennett College, and that's going to be in March as well, the 21st through 23rd. So you can just reach out to me, Michelle at Michelle.net, and we'll be sure to make sure you know where I'm going to be and how you can come out and support and see me live. So I'm very excited, very, very excited.
We are excited. That is so awesome. And, you know, it's so powerful that you guys, as powerful Black women, doing what you do, standing strong and coming together as a unit to make it happen. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. And that is a signature for all of us. That is a goal that we have. And to be able to stand together, to be able to compliment one another, to be able to empower one another, inspire one another to change. And I love, I can't remember which one of you said it, but you said we're not just there just motivating them like they're going to leave and, you know, it's like a get-rich-quick scheme. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it sounds good. Everybody's, right. Hey, yeah, yeah. And then when you leave, you're doing everything that you did before, but rather you guys are bringing transformation. And I want to say thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I love this unity.
Thank
you. We have the best unity. I just love it. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I want everybody to get connected with Gail Perry Mason, with Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, and with Dr. Roe. Everything Roe. And I love it. And, you know, I would love to have you guys to come back on anytime. You can give us some news clips, let us know where you are, give us a commercial about it, because I really, really, really strongly want to pump up the Women of a New Tour.
Thank you
I
so much.
I want to pump it up.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank
you guys for coming, and we are so excited that you are here, and we're so glad that everyone has joined in tonight. We want to thank Gail Perry Mason and Michelle for coming on the True Purpose Development Show. We will see you guys soon, and we are going to take a break. For those of you who are still tuning in, we have second hour coming up. And it's Keeping It Real with the Doc, yours truly, and Momo B. And the question tonight is, what is the price of a good man? Are you willing to pay the price of a good man? We're going to be right back. I know, right? That's deep. That's a deep question because, you know, I don't know. We say we want a good man, but do we really want a good man? Because that's a high price to pay. Yes, it is. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you guys, this is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people. And it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment. If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others, we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faiths,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
Hi, this is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com. And in today's moment to be, we want to go further into knowing what you want. Because way too many people drift from one thing to another, and the grass always seems greener on the other side. One day they're 50, 60 years old, and they feel that they don't have much to show for. I don't want that to happen to you. You're much too valuable in this life. I want your life to be a success. This is why you've got to become crystal clear what it is that you want. What is your destiny? What is the legacy that you want to leave behind? And I want to leave you with one question. And I want you to reflect on that question. And reflect on it in writing again and again. And the question is, imagine you had all the money you would ever want. And you could do anything you want to do, knowing that you could not fail. What would you want to do? If you had no financial worries and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want to do? What would get you up in the morning? What would keep you up at night? What would really get you excited? And reflect on that. Write it down. This is Barbara Hofmeister with a moment to be. See you soon. Bye.
Now for this week's lineup. Tomorrow night, I want you to join us Friday with Mom to Little Donna's and myself on the Ladies First Show, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And we do love our men, too. Saturday for entertainment time with the J. Rao Show. That is the one and only J. Rao, Mr. Elias, and myself. Hilarious. Release some of that natural healing serum for depression and stress at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. On Sunday morning, before you go to church, join us here on the serious side of the J. Rao Show with J. Rao, Mr. Elias, GOG, and myself. If you like the Washington Post, you'll love this and some. 10 Eastern, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesday mornings, join me for a moment of inspiration here on BTR on the True Purpose Development Show page or call 718-766-4227 to be inspired and uplifted. In just 30 minutes or less, it could change your life. 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central. Then on Wednesdays, join the team again for the J. Rao Show and Entertainment at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Back to our show.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Wasn't that absolutely awesome? We had a great, great, great time with Gail Perry Mason and with Michelle, the Indie Mom. You know, I have a tendency to put my foot in my mouth sometimes, and I'm telling you, tonight, I think I did. But I want to say I had an awesome, awesome, awesome fabulous, fantabulous time with them. I hope you had your notebooks, your pens, and your papers and all that great stuff, because the information that was given from Gail Perry Mason, I know that you are definitely going to want to, get online and do what you have to do, getting things started financially with you and your life, okay? Well, we have, this is Keeping It Real with the Doc and Momo B. And Momo B, I think she's in the studio. We're going to be talking about it.
Yes,
yes, darling. Were you listening? I told you needed to listen to Gail Perry Mason.
And I'm sorry. I just walked in the house just when I called.
You just walked in the house when you called. Well, that's just too bad because you know what? You know what?
What was that?
Oh, you missed a good show. You missed a great show.
Well, that's the beauty of the archives.
Yeah, hello. The beauty of the archives. Okay, listen. I don't know if we're going to be able to have a whole bunch of music tonight, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. We're just going to have to keep this party going like we do on the Afterthoughts on Wednesday and Thursday, because I've got to keep it moving. That is just technology for us. I've got to get going. I've got some things going on here with family, so I'm gonna have to keep it moving. But how are you doing today?
I am great.
You are great.
Yes.
You had a wonderful day. Did you have a wonderful day?
Yes.
You had fun in the sun.
Yes. Yes, it was nice and hot.
Really?
It was hot. How are you?
How hot was it?
I would say 73-ish, 74-ish. Yes, mid-70s.
Really? Okay,
on that note,
I'm not your friend right now.
Well, I have nothing to do with you and your brother.
I'm a headache. Because you know what it is right now here? It's like 18. No, excuse me. I'm giving it benefits. I think it's 10 degrees right now. 10 degrees with a wind chill factor, I'm sure, of well below 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's very cold here in Michigan.
That was up a long time ago.
Now, what was that?
I said I gave that cold weather up a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. You left New York. When you left New York, you went to Florida and call yourself putting your life into somebody else's hands, into the hot weather.
What's going on tonight? What's on the agenda?
Well, you know, we were supposed to have our part two on the price of a good man. Okay? And we have to talk about the price of a good man. That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And then we can add other things, but definitely we're going to talk about the price of a good man because it's so important. And as I talk about that subject to so many people, people are very intrigued by it. So I think we ought to just have a good time with the price of a good man.
All right. Well, let's hear what some of these other people are saying. What have you been hearing?
You think you want to hear what they're saying? Well, one thing I'm gonna. Well, a lot of people, once you really talk about what I'm referencing when I'm discussing a price of a good man, people will say, women will say, they're not willing to pay that price.
Mm.
Like just outright say, I'm not willing to pay that price. So that's what they're saying. They're not willing to pay the price. They're not willing to let that good man go to the baby mama's house and help with the children. They're not willing to do that. They're not willing to, and basically it all stems and it all goes back to family and how the family unit is. Women are not willing to pay that price. They just, jealousy overrides the family. Jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they say they're not willing to do it, you can't stop a man from going to see his child. You can't stop that. So they mean they're not willing to accept it. They're going to sit home with an attitude. They give the man an attitude when he gets back and cause grief in their own home.
Yes.
Just because of something that was already there before she even entered the picture. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, come on. Last time we were talking about it, guess what? You also said, I don't know, maybe I don't have the price.
you were talking, you were kind of shining too. Like, I don't know about this. Maybe I will reconsider.
No, I don't know. No. Maybe not now in my life right now. No, I wouldn't try to stop anybody from doing what they have to do. If they got to do what they got to do. You know, I'm not going to say you can't go see a child. That's stupid. Well, why would I do a thing like that?
No, not say you can't go see the child. Just say that, you know, maybe you're not, you know, maybe you don't want him to go spend time. I mean, seeing the child is one thing. Okay, I don't think most women would have a problem with the man going to see the child. But if that man says, look, we're going to have family time every week, and me and the baby mama is going to get together, and we're going to have dinner or whatever with our child together. If that was if you had a man that was willing to do that, would you be willing to do that for him? To say, like, that's okay. I mean, this is like all the time. So you know if they're having dinner, he's friends with the mother. Or maybe not, and they're going through whatever notion they're going through. I don't know. But how far are you willing to take that opportunity for the child to be a part of the family unit, his mom and his dad?
Well, I would, personally speaking, if that was me in that position, it would be about, if you're my man, and I'm older now, so now I'm trying to settle down, and you may be the man that I spend the rest of my life with. So with that being said, we're going to have to think of the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, if I'm in your life now, then I may very well be your child's stepmom in the near future. So instead of you and the child and his mother, who he sees every day, having dinner, why don't you bring the child and me and you and the child go have dinner? Let me bond with that child. If that's what we're going with it.
Now,
if
would
that's
you
what
be
going,
okay?
Then that's what we need to do. If we're not, if we're not going there, and you still want to have your own Sunday dinners every Sunday with him and his mother, then that's not a relationship that I want to be in. So maybe I won't pay that price for that man. I'll find me another man. That just doesn't make sense to me. Hello? Is anybody there? Is the light still on? Is nobody's home? I have no idea if I have been cut off, if the show is still live, and Princess Aldea has disappeared into thin air, into no man's land. I don't know.
And you are on. Could you hear me?
No, I didn't hear a word. I didn't hear anything. I just kept on talking. I didn't hear nothing. I didn't know what I was talking to myself. What was it?
Well, let me tell you, technology is absolutely awesome because, as I expressed to you, I'm on the road and I'm able to continue forth with my show. But I'm on the road, and I pulled over to handle the radio requirements, and I was just put out of the coffee shop.
What?
I was just put out. They are upset with me. You hear me?
Why?
The people in there are mad because they've been closed for the last 20 minutes. And I was shooing them, asking them to be quiet while I was. They didn't want to say anything to me. Get this woman out of here. I'm like, look. And I shooed the lady. She came over. She said, excuse me. And I waved my hand like, girl, if you don't get away from me right now, she's trying to have a show.
Can't you see
your mom with
a lot of here, lady?
What was that?
I said, you say, can't you see I'm trying to run a live show here, ladies? Before they be dragging us out of the damn fucking bed. Is that why you went MIA?
Because I apologize out to everybody. I had to put you guys on mute because I had to yell out and tell them. I said, excuse me, I apologize. I was on the radio, okay? I couldn't talk to you. And they both rolled, all the staff rolled their eyes and walked away because I was shooing them like, y'all better get off out of here. I got things to do. I know you got to get off work. You be all right.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have Rich Sister. Rich Sister, how are you, doll? How are you tonight?
Doing well. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hi, Rich Sister.
Hello. So what's this I hear about you getting kicked out of coffee shop? That's terrible.
I was just dragged to ask somebody.
She had better be glad I didn't have any postcards on me. I would have said, Steve, I'm on the radio, here's my postcard. I probably would have thrown it away. Here's a flyer, find it for life. Download it on iTunes. Download it on iTunes. Trust me. you'll be inspired.
You should have asked them the QOD and invited them into the conversation. Then they would have had a good time.
They were chewing me. They were talking to me in the first hour. They were trying to tell me when it was 15 minutes to the first young lady came over and she said, "You know, we're closing it." And I put myself on mute and I looked. I put my finger up like they do in the church. Like, wait, hold on. Come over here with all that loud noise.
Now you sitting up here trying to transform Detroit, and you can't even transform a coffee shop. That's terrible.
Rich sister didn't got bold. You know, Rich sister used to sit back and was all quiet. He was like a little church mouse, didn't say much, had nothing smart to say to anybody. We were afraid to talk. All kind of conversation around Rich Sister. Now Rich Sister, she go on everybody radio show blasting folks, just blasting them. She even came on Kings in the Morning blasting folks. Man, that was too funny. Oh, man. You know, this is what we do for our listeners. For everyone, we go through some things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you, Rich Sister? How was your weather and how was your day?
It was good. It started off raining today, and then it cleared up. But I had a good day. Did my show today. And went.
Oh, I have to come and watch your show.
Yeah, I'd love for you to check it out. Thoughts and Visions, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughts and visions.
Do you know, I never knew that you were Thoughts and Visions. I don't see Thoughts and Visions on my you know, show log all the time, and I would say, that person is so nice. That young lady is always here, and it's you.
I never knew that either. I'm going to have to go check that out. Will you have it once a week? What's your show?
Monday through Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, wow.
So what do you talk about?
I do like just different topics. Majority of time they're biblically based, but they're like, you know, whatever resonates, whether it's a topic or a verse, and I just do just different inspirational topics. So it's been great. I've really enjoyed doing it. It's been 2 years, a little over 2 years now since I've been doing Thoughts and Visions, so it's all good. So I welcome you to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely will. Girl, how could you be on this forum and never tell us that? I am appalled.
Oh. Well, like I said, I welcome whoever's out there listening to listen and tune in, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsofvision.
Thoughts of Vision, Rich Sister, a.k.a. Thoughts of Vision on Law Talk Radio. Absolutely awesome. So, Rich Sister, we're talking about the price of a good man again. You know, because I'm really amazed at how many women, how many women kind of shone at this whole idea of, you know, the man having other children and spending time with the children and in the manner in which it's done. But, oh, this is what I was going to say before the coffee shop people put me out. I was going to say that. Now, what would you be amenable, and a lot of my friends do this too, where the man, not necessarily the child going with the father, but alone, but the man being invited to functions at the mother's house or the father, you know, whatever. Like the woman, or for example, you with your man and your man has children, and he invites his baby mama to the functions that you guys host at your own home. How about that?
All I know,
ladies, don't everybody answer.
All I know is whatever part of a man's past, man's life that you can't handle, you shouldn't be dating him. Whether it's past women, it's now kids, whatever it is that you just truly can't handle about him, you don't date him. Find somebody else because, I mean, come on. He doesn't stop being a parent.
Uh-huh.
He's always a parent. Yeah, he got to go and go to the functions of the kid and the mama going to be there. Hello? Isn't that a given? You really got to be honest with yourself. You can't handle that situation. Find you somebody else. There's no, you don't ask nobody to. No, come on. So you want him to?
No, what she said was, if you have a function, if I have a function at my house or it's my function, my affair, like say, I don't know what it could be. But did you just ask if my man is going to invite his son and his son's mother to my function?
No. No, for example, say that you're with your man or your husband or whatever, now you're married or whatever, and you guys are having a get-together at your house. Would you be willing to invite the baby and his mom to your function?
Well, I don't know what kind of function it would be that is so unnecessary for her to be there.
I mean, like,
it all depends on the relationship that we have. If we're cordial and we speak, and you know, if she's all right with me, I got no problem with her, and I have faith in my man, myself, my man, I'm not worried about her. And it all depends on what kind of function it is. Like I said, I can't think of one function that I would invite her. But maybe, let's say if it was like his birthday party, of course she would have to come, of course. You know, but that's like the only function I could think that I would invite her to. Ain't nothing else I would invite her to. But like I said, if I trust my man and I'm secure with my relationship, then I don't worry. I'm not even worried about her. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. Point. Yeah, because that's what I was thinking too. Definitely functions that are surrounding, you know, the child. Definitely she has to be there. And it just, definitely I would just keep extra in mind. The situation is hard enough for the kid, having his parents. separated. So whatever you can do, just always keep in mind, keep focused on the kids. It ain't about the adults. Let's do whatever. That's why definitely when getting together with someone like that, all adults, parties and questions need to be in the room and look, situation, it is what it is. Look, we got to make the best life for this child. So with the child in mind, let's be civil to one another. Let's respect each other. You know, you got to have that combo to begin with.
Yeah.
But like I said, whatever, if you really can't handle that, don't be in it. Find somebody else. Because it's not, see, the Brady Bunch makes that, the Brady Bunch made that look so cute, but that's really not a easy situation to be in. Step kids. And
no, it's not. It's not.
That's not easy.
It's not.
That's why when I was growing up all through my 20s and my younger years, I said, I'm like, they didn't even have no children. And I didn't. I didn't because of things like that. And, woo, them baby mama drama is serious. That shit is serious. Especially at a young age, when you're young and you're in your 20s and you have a child by some man who don't want you no more and you see them with the next girl, oh, dude, that is serious. They get ruthless. I'm like, I'm not dealing with nobody and have no children with no psychos. So, no, I did. I said I wasn't going to, and I did not, because I've seen it. I've seen it for a man. I was like, oh, no, what is that? Why is she following us?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You had a baby mama following you guys?
Yes, and he wasn't even my man. He was just a friend. I'm like, who is that? Oh, don't worry about her. I'm like, what? She does this all the time. I'm like, oh, my God. And he acts like it was nothing. No big deal that somebody's trailing us. Are you serious? Oh, no. No, thank you. But now that we're older now, you know everybody has children now. So
yeah, everybody has children.
Children, hopefully they're older, and hopefully all that baby drama stuff is out of her system, and she done accepted the fact that it is what it is. But then you know you still got the people who just broke up. They have older kids, yes, but they still just broke up. So they still have to go through their things. But it's easier now because the children are older. They don't feel abandoned. Like, that's how the younger girls felt back in the day. Everybody felt abandoned by their man. Abandoned. Oh, he left me and the baby. Oh, Lord. So I think it's a different thing now. I think everybody's older. I would hope. So I don't know. Like I said, I haven't been in a relationship with nobody that has any children yet. So, we'll see how that works out if that ever arises.
But that is so true, though. That's true. Like you said, if it's on the other side of sort, and you you don't want to come into this situation and like you said, that crazy ex or that crazy baby mama. See, I couldn't be in that situation with a crazy ex or a crazy baby's mama. And I can't do it.
Would you leave your man? Okay, you got a crazy baby mama, but would you let, say if you found the love of your life, would you let that crazy baby mama drive you from the love of your life? Or would you stand strong in the relationship?
Me personally, it would depend on how he's handling the situation. I'm not fighting no crazy baby mama. I'm not doing all that. That was back in the day. I'm not trying to fight no grown-ass woman now over no man. So he would have to handle the situation. If he handled it, then, hey, it's all good. If he don't know how to handle it or he's, oh, somebody's not going to go, don't answer it. If he's acting shady like that and all that crazy stuff, oh, no, you got to go. Tell her, wait, you coming. Get out. He got to go. He got to know how to handle his shit. That's his shit. It ain't mine.
Yeah, because, you know, I ain't going to be coming out my house every day to a car following me. Like, baby, don't your ex drive a Toyota Corolla? and it's red. Yeah, why does red Toyota Corolla keep firing me everywhere?
Mm-mm, I'm not doing that. I'm grown.
No, see, it's like Mama B said, you got to handle that. Cause some men, it's like a game to them. And that's most likely because they still really got something going on. That it ain't as as you think. And he playing.
So you think they still have something going on if what happened?
If they can't handle the situation.
Yeah, if he's letting it go.
And let it be known.
When he should be approaching her saying, look, don't come near my house. Don't come, you know, we're over. We're done with. Don't come near my house. Don't come near her. If she that crazy, you know, he needs to be done with it.
Yeah, if he's that crazy, you're right. He needs to stand up.
Fact of whether this is really over. I'm going to step out.
He needs to stand up for the relationship. You're right. You're right, Rich Sister.
And that's also, you know, what else has to be done? You can't take no man who just got out of a relationship. You need to give that stuff time. That's what is the matter. They don't have no time. He broke up with her last week. Now he's trying to court you this week. Oh, no. We need to take this slow, and you need to figure out what's going on over there.
Yep, and stay friends. Don't try to rush the situation. Ladies need to stay friends.
Right, let's see what's going on here. Let me see how you handle this situation over there with that one.
Mm. You're like, baby, I love you.
Because I don't really want to hurt nobody. Shoot, I'm too old to be going to jail. So, but what nonsense? Oh no, I'm above all that.
That is something. You know, I was just thinking earlier about this whole like the price of a good man. I've really been like thinking about this all the time. I'm like, wow, you know, that is so deep. The price of a good man, it's so much that goes with that. Now listen to this. What about a man, forget the child, what about a man who was in a relationship for 20 years or whatever, marriage or whatever, and he's just a nice person and he feels that he can help take care of his ex. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's splitting household costs to take care of her because he's a nice guy. He's just a nice guy. He's a good man. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a good man. And you know what? If she knows she can call him anytime, baby, I just need some gas. Oh, no problem, dear.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one?
Suspect.
No, I'm serious. That's a good man, though. I mean, that's a good man. I'm talking about the price of a good man. How do we call a good man? I mean,
see, that's another situation to me that smells not like not really being over with.
How does it?
Right,
no. So he could be a good man and just be friendly. He really can.
He can be a good man and be friendly. But I know a situation just like that. They broke up. She moved on. Okay? Don't forget the fact that she moved on. He never moved on. They've been broken up for like 3 years now. He's never moved on. I mean, yeah, he's had sex here and there with different women, yet, but he's never been in a serious relationship after her. She moved on. He still helps her pay her bills. Still, they don't have any children together.
Wow.
No, they do not.
Wow.
But they were together for a long time. They don't have any children together. He still helps her pay her bills, even though she lives with the next man. I don't know what you want me to do.
She lives with another man?
Yes. That's crazy. She lives with the next man.
We broke up.
Yes. And I'm talking to this man, talking to him, trying to see, what's up with him. And, I mean, he's a nice man. He's nice looking. He's everything, right? I got a little money and everything. I'm like, okay, then I'm hearing all this other stuff. I'm like, well, why do you do that? Well, I always help out with that, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Well, because she has a man, Yeah, well, I know, but apparently he can't take care of her, so I don't know if that's not your job no more. I never said it was my job. This is what he said. I never said it was my job. I just do it to help her out. I was doing that before we even got together. I was helping her out here and there, blah, blah, blah. So this is what he's saying. And I said, let me ask you a question. If she broke up with that man today, would you take him back? I don't believe him. I believe he would take her back in a heartbeat. I'm thinking that he's hoping that they break up. That's what he's waiting for, that they break up. Because that's the only reason why you would pay somebody bills. You don't even have nothing to do with her no more. Why are you paying her bills? I could see here and there, if she was in a jam, she could be crying and you still have to go for her, yes. But month after month after month after month, what? Something's wrong with you. And that's what I realized. Something is wrong with him. So, yeah, I had to just end that. I couldn't even be friends with that. I was like, something wrong with you. And, I couldn't.
Yeah,
that's what
it seems like. It's an investment.
That was tough because he was a good candidate for a man. I'm like, I didn't think no child, that's number one, a good job, money, what? And he gave her a car. He gave her one of his cars because she didn't have one. I'm like, what? Who does that? And then, to top it all off,
that's
why
the same thing, but that's what attracted you to him. You're saying, who does that? The man that you were attracted to, too.
No. That did not attract me. I was introduced to him, so I was never attracted to him. I was introduced to him. And I said, he's nice, and I'm like, if I would have known that he was doing all this from the start, I would never give him my number. Hello? I don't got time for that. No, that was a waste of time. He's a nice guy, yes, but it's a waste of time.
That is a bit much.
When I was talking to him, I was interested in building a relationship with this man. That's what it was all about. And then I found all this out little by little by little, and I'm like, what? What's wrong with you? And he couldn't even see that anything was wrong with
him. He's
a
good man.
He's
a good man, and he's still in love.
No, that's not
the woman break up with him.
That's not a good man. That's not a good man, Princess O'Dea. Something's wrong with him. He wants her back. That's not a good man.
He does want her back. Well, yeah. Absolutely wants her back.
You can't say that he's a good man because he pays her bills and she got another man.
I will say this. He is actually paying his way to remain in the line.
Yes.
He is paying his way to stay right there. He knows that makes her happy, and I don't doubt that she's not giving him a little bit. She might be giving him a little piece on the side. She might be giving him a little piece, and now they've traded places. Now he was in first place. Now he's on second base trying to get back to the first. That might be the situation.
Well, whatever it is, it was too much
traded places.
I ain't even trying to be in that circle. Because
I don't believe
messy.
Believe for 1 minute he's shelling out money like that and not... There's some payoff. Trust me.
Well, I would even hope so, but the way it would, I would. I really would hope so, but the way it looked to me, like, he wasn't even getting on. I'm like, you a fool. That's what I think about him. How can you understand? Well, I don't know. I wish it
was. I swear to God, if it's nothing more than voyeurism, I guess. It's a payoff.
You said what now?
I guess it's nothing more than voyeurism. It's a payoff.
She said voyeurism. What did you just say? What was that, Rich Sister? Voyeurism.
Trying to pronounce my words. Just you know, voyeurism, just looking just from afar. That's where I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
And
okay.
just plotting out his territory. Some men, I guess, are willing to even
pissing
pay
on
for
his
that.
Territory. That's what he's doing. He's pissing on his territory. He's locking it down, making it signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah.
And she's not locked because she's in a relationship with somebody else. She didn't with another man.
That can't obviously provide for her.
Word up. Or maybe he can.
Provide
maybe
for
he can, but she just taking extra money because he's giving it away. How about that?
I can't say I would do that.
If I had a man, then I wouldn't be taking money from my. Wait, let me hold up. Wait, hold up.
Stop it, Bobby. What you say? On second thought.
If he was just giving me money. If he was just giving me money and I didn't have to do nothing for it, he just giving it to me because he's hoping that maybe I'll come back to him one day. He's still in love with me. Because that's what it is. He's still in love with her. I know it.
Oh, absolutely.
When I hear him talk, I know it. So if my ex is still in love with me and I have moved on and he's still giving me money and I moved on, I take it. If he's still paying my car note, I ain't have to, and I can spend my man's money on whatever else, I'll take it. As long as he can't give it to me, why not?
But what if your man, now you know if your man knew that you were doing that, you wouldn't have a man anymore. How about that? You can believe that, okay? Because if your man knew it, you would be manless. And all you'll be getting is a check in the mail, okay?
Maybe. Or maybe you should throw that out as a topic also. If you found out your man was your woman was taking money from her ex-man with no strings attached, how would you feel? Or would that just be something you ain't got to pay for, the car note? If your girl would have her car note paid by her ex, would you be offended? How would you feel about that?
Wouldn't that be something to hear a man's perspective of that?
That's one bill you don't
got
to pay?
Yeah. I believe a man would always wonder if his woman was sleeping around with him. Matter of fact, he would bet dollar that she would. They wouldn't be together.
Yeah, probably.
If a man says something different, I doubt that. He's lying. He's talking show talk. He's just trying to talk crap for the show. That's bottom line. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? In 2 seconds, I'm going to get kicked off of the J. King Network in about 2 minutes. Because they always kick me off early. They kick me off early. I don't know why. I don't know why they do it. They kick me off early, but it's okay.
They got to set up another show like you.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, All About the Music, Damn It, with Eric McAllister is coming up at the top of the hour. I think my computer just died. I'm sitting outside of the coffee shop that I was kicked out of. This is a very wonderful show tonight. So we're not going to have any more music in my Bill Cosby voice. There'll be no more music because everything is shut down, and I've got to hit the road. I've got some news that came regarding my family tonight, so I've got to hit the road. And are you guys still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I am.
So you guys taking off, I just knew. I said, well, they've been kicked off too. Well, listen, but for all of those who are on the J. King Network, I'm not sure if it's still there because my computer has just gone down. There's no more juice in it, and I'm doing the best that I can in the seat of my vehicle here. But it's okay. It's all good.
Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I saw you guys in the chat room, Rodney and Balcine. I love you guys. Mwah, 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 mwah. It's so wonderful for you guys to join us. I'm so glad we had this time together. And you know what, Momo B? We're going to have to do that topic. We have to do that topic. And bring all of our bros in from the TJRS Radio Network and on JK and have them to answer that question.
They're too macho. They're too macho. We got to get some real people, some regular folks, not these people who think they all act and they got money. Oh, my woman went me doing that. You know that's what they're going to say. We need some regular people from regular streets to call in and tell us the real deal.
Because, you know, and, you know, Jay Rao, you know, he thinks. He plays the macho role all the time.
Jay King, yada yada yada.
I don't like it when they say that. I like, who cares if you're dark or if you're light? You know how they do it. I mean, it's radio. But gee, yada yada. And Jay King keeps muting me. Every time Jay Rao comes on the show. All the time. It's just ridiculous. I don't know, but you're right. Jay King always answers questions he answers questions well. So I think he would be good with that.
No, he wouldn't, because we already know what he's going to say. No, his woman
makes
no other man. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, of course. You're right.
See, I know he mentioned blah, blah, blah. So we need some regular men with some regular women, you know, the man, you know, he's just making it like everybody else, barely, and he just, and he may say, oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. And he need a little help. We need a man that might need a little help on a down low.
He might need a little help.
There are some men that will pimp their woman. That's a good subject too. Some men will pimp their woman and say, "Man, look, if he like you, go over there and do what you got to do. All you got to do is go out to dinner. Just don't sleep with him, baby. But bring that money back."
See, it's funny you brought that back up. I was thinking about your friend. Who knows? They may all be in it together. Never know. No, her friend that she was talking about.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the friend that you were talking about.
Nah. He ain't in nothing. He cried too much. He cried with that girl for years. He's still crying. His family told me, oh, God, I learned stuff from his family, and that's why I'm like, oh, no, he want her back because he was depressed for months and months and months when she left. Nah, he ain't in nothing. He wish he was in it. He probably wish he was in something, and that's why he keep doing what he's doing because he want her back. He really wants her back.
Wow. And isn't that something? Those are the men that end up, you know, that's why some men, they get hard. Because I always say a man is softer than a woman any day. When it comes to relationships, a man will break up with somebody, his whole world has crumbled. A woman break up with you, I mean, I don't know. Some women may be different, but a lot of women can bounce back in about a week. Or they may mourn tops a couple weeks. Seriously, no matter how much he's in love. Why are you laughing? I'm serious.
Because you're funny.
I'm for real. How long does it take you to get over a man?
Well, it depends on why we broke up. If I really love this man and we broke up because he cheated on me, no. I ain't going to get bounced back in no week because I'm on revenge mode, and it's going to take longer than a week for me to get over what I'm going through right now. If we broke up because, what else could there be? I just don't like him anymore. Then, yeah, okay, I don't like him anymore. Whatever. then that's a different story. So it depends on why we broke up. But if you really love somebody, your heart is all in it, then it's going to take more than a week to bounce back, no matter why y'all break up, if you love that person.
Well, okay.
I eat over here in a week.
I thought that was funny. I'm going to leave that for the next show, because guess what, guys? Computer's down, and everybody's switchboard is getting ready to go black in 2 minutes, and I have to keep it moving, and it's just about 9 o'clock, and I know Jay King wants me off of the phone. And because my computer went down, you know it's probably in sleep mode, so it didn't technically shut everybody out. So now they're going to have to go in and manually shut me down. So I'm going to hear about this on Kings in the Morning. And everybody, listen to Kings in the Morning Monday through Friday. What is that? Is that 8 to 10 Central? I'll just tell you, it's 11 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Mom to Adonna's and myself on Ladies First Radio Show. Absolutely awesome show. You have to listen to the last 2 weeks. I mean, it was amazingly funny, informational. We had a great time. Excuse Ernest of ERN Network. He came on and, you know, well, he was Ernest. And then there's Momo B, Ernest, J. Rao, and Mr. L.E.S. on Saturday on the J. Rao Show on the TJRS Radio Network. And then also we have, who do we have? We have Sunday, the serious side of the J. Rao Show. And that's on the TJRS Radio Network. And you can find me with all the crew, except Momo B that day. It's the only one that's absent.
Thank you
and
for
Ernest
using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
See that? I don't know who hung up.
90
okay.
seconds.
That's Kings in the Morning. Okay, so then we have, okay, it starts all again next week. So that's on Tuesday, the Moment of Inspiration. Don't forget Tuesday, the Moment of Inspiration on TruePurposeRadio.com. You can also find on BountifulGroup.com and also on Facebook, Dr. Princess Adelia. You can find me. If you need a life coach, please give me a call.
60 seconds.
I have some great clients and some great things are going on, and I see great results, and I would love to help you if you have a need. BountifulGroup.com, and you can give me a call at 877-888-7979. That's 877-888-7979. Momo B, tell them where they can find you, and also Rich Sister. You guys are going to have to do it very quick. We have a few minutes.
You are sure you can find me. You can find me on the Jay Rao Show on Wednesdays and Saturdays. No, I don't go to Sunday show only because I work every Sunday, so I can't be there. So, you know, sorry, you know, but I like to giggle and laugh and curse anyway, so I wouldn't be good on that, you know, serious side. So, So Thursday nights, I'm right here, right where you see me right now. Hi, hello. Root Fairy.
10 seconds.
Fairy is in the works, so that should be hitting stage real soon. So keep that in mind. I love you guys, and I can't wait to open the doors and let you all into Momo B's world.